This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to You humbling ourselves under Your mighty hand today, just to thank You and praise You for Your mercy, Your grace, and Your love. Just to thank You and praising You for who You are, that You are God, and besides me, there is no other worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that You may have Your way here tonight in the name of Jesus. Anoint these lips of clay, hide me behind Calvary's cross, and crown my head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the name of Jesus. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that will try to hinder the word of God from going forth. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank You for answering prayers, honor, and requests, but most of all, for salvation to go forth in 2022. In the name of Jesus, thank You for meeting our each and every need here this night and forevermore. Let the Holy Spirit of God just come on in like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. Father, we'll give You the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd like you to open up to the book of Hebrew. Chapter 6, verse 11 and 12. And also we'll be looking at Romans 12, verse 12. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 6, verses 11 and 12, it says, "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." In Romans 12, verse 12, it says, "Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few, I want to talk about, hallelujah, and we want to talk about faithfully enduring all the way to the end. Faithfully enduring all the way to the end. People of God, temporary hardship should humble us enough to place our hope in the eternal God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the one that has all power in His hand. We, as believers of God, have to understand that we are alive and well created for a purpose, on purpose, for God's purpose. Believer of God, life as we know it in 2022. It is hard and filled with uncertainty. We do not always know what we will get, what we will get from it. We just know that something will happen. For example, we've been in this pandemic for quite some time. This coronavirus and all that is have mutated from it. It have caused havoc and chaos locally as well as globally. Even death. Unemployment rates have gone up. Loss of loved ones have turned. We have encountered it on every side. Student loans that are still not paid. Sickness that happened to show up. And the list goes on and on. But we as born again believers of Christ, we have a hope within us that enable us that no matter what comes our way, our hope and faith is in God. The God of all creation, the God that sits high and looks low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, beloved, when we look at life in 2022, it seems worse than expected. But again, we as Christians know that we should not blame God for our suffering. Because we live in a sin-sick world, a world that is full of wickedness, a world of deception, and oppression. Here, when we look at suffering, we see suffering all around the world happening. But we as born-again believers of Christ have to always relate back to the scripture that says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution, shall suffer for a little while. But after a while, if we stay in faith, faithful, and in obedience, God will see us through. Believer of Christ, staying faithful to God requires us to stay informed, insulated, and involved. I'm going to say this again for those that are listening in and those that will be listening at a later date. Again, we're talking about tonight, faithfully enduring all the way to the end. We not just, this scripture here is not, even though we know that we have to stay well, walk with God all the way to the end. But this is related to our staying power in our walk with Christ and our faithfulness and staying faithful to God no matter what goes on around us in this trying time that we are living in. We all know as born-again believers of Christ, followers of Jesus, that Jesus is coming back for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. He's coming for prepared people to take us to a prepared place. But we, as born-again believers, on a daily basis, we need God's staying power, that Holy Ghost power, to help us to incur the schemes of the devil. Bible says the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. John 10:10 says he's only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus encouraged us here, and he says, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So believers of Christ, stand faithful to God and to the works of the Lord, to the assignment that he has given us in 2022. It will require us to stay informed, insulated, and involved. Bible says that my people is destroyed because of a lack of knowledge. So we must seek knowledge with understanding in order to overcome the troubles of this world. We must shield ourselves, guide, be led by the Spirit of God, and shield ourselves from negativity. Shield ourselves from false prophets and false teaching of the Word of God. And then we must involve ourselves in the things of God, in the kingdom of God. Involve ourselves with other believers of like faith, those that believe the same way that we believe. We believe that Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of our faith. We believe that Jesus Christ, he died for our sins, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Because the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, about Jesus' blood now, there'll be no remission for sin. We must be involved in order to let our light shine in this dark, sinful world that we are living in. I'm talking about our spiritual life. I'm talking about Jesus Christ as being the light. And we are connected and abide in him as we go throughout the world witnessing for him. Lifting up that name that's above every other name. Let people know that hope in this dying world, sick world that we are living in. Believers of Christ, we as born-again believers must be involved in going beyond the four walls of a building or even our homes and going to the byways and the highways and compel people to come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Beloved, when we see those who cause division in the body of Christ, this deal with being informed. When we see those that the enemy is using to cause division and separation within the body of Christ, and they have the audacity to arrogantly set themselves up above the word of God, we need to be on watch, on God. Child of God, do not be taken in by their smooth talk a new twist on the scriptures. Do not accept any time as a substitute for grace. Always try the Spirit by the Spirit. Always test everything you hear by the Word of God. Bible says in 1 John 4, verse 1 through 3, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try, test the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Let me say it again. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And on the other hand, every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist. Wherefore ye have heard that it should come. And even now already it is in the world. Faithfully enduring all the way to the end. Yes, it's easy to start. But along the way, we will be tested. We will be tried. Our mind has to be made up as a follower of Christ. Our heart has to be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross before us. So, beloved, we have to be thankful, grateful, tied up, wrapped up, tangled up in the things of God. Bible says those that are led by the Spirit of God are sons, and we're going to include daughters of God. So, beloved, insulate or shield yourself from and against unbelief. Build yourself up in your most holy faith. In other words, don't take it for granted that we have the luxury, the freedom in this United States of America to come together in an assembly and lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We have to be so wrapped up in the things of God that no matter if the doors of the church is closed, we still have to hold on and exercise our faith in God. We have experienced this shortly during this pandemic where we was quarantined at the house. Couldn't go out and congregate in religious gatherings. We had to get into the Word of God by ourselves. We had to press through our midst in order to get God's best. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must devote ourselves in times to develop intimacy with God and with God's word. Remember this, beloved, that books and sermons cannot take the place of the time of reading the word of God. the Bible, biblical instruction given before leaving earth. Here the scripture says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Believer of Christ, make time. Set time aside for the purpose of prayer. We must linger continuously with God in prayer. We must set aside a time, whether morning, noon, or night, to where we get in our secret closet and we talk to God about our troubles. We wait to get instruction in our time of reading the Word of God and in prayer, to where we allow God to talk to us as we have talked to Him. And then we wait for the instruction to be given to us in order to move quickly on what was said to us. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2022, if you want this year to be a year of favor, of God's favor, of man's favor in your life, we must faithfully endure all the way to the end. From the beginning, all the way to the end. Hallelujah. Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, for us to pray without ceasing. Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says, men ought to pray and not faint, or don't lose heart. Pray without ceasing. Believer of Christ, You ought to remain in the attitude of prayer on a daily basis. Do not always pray audibly or loudly, but having an attitude of prayer, whether at your job, family gatherings, community meetings, or wherever you are. God, we can pray to God from the heart, because God reads our heart. He knows our motive and what is in our hearts. So, beloved, don't allow anything, not even good things such as family gatherings or being involved in ministry. Don't let anything take the place of spending time with God. But the enemy's job is to come to cause distraction, division, and separation. But we must be determined that the times that we have, that with time that we have set with God, that nothing comes before our time with God. So the Bible says in Matthew 6:33, for to seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else shall be added. Everything else should be secondary. Prayer is essential. Prayer is needed. Prayer is priority above all else. Prayer is simply talking to God and letting God talk back to you. Beloved, if you neglect your time with God, you will find yourself spiritually drying up. You will not lose your salvation, but you will miss out on some of God's blessing that he has in store for you. For an example, when we look at it on a biblical lesson to be learned, when the prodigal son wandered away from his father, he did not lose the father's love, but he suffered and missed out on the many blessings of living closely and intimately with his father. Yes, the prodigal son got to the place where he had spent all that was given to him. Got to the place where he went to a far country, ran out of money, had to allow himself, humble himself, to take a job of feeding pigs. Bible says when he put the feed in the trough, the slop in the trough for the pigs to eat, he started thinking that his daddy on his estate had people working for him. And he was feeding them real good. Sometimes when we really want to see how deep we done went is when a situation come up and you realize that you shouldn't have left. You realize that what you had, what you was complaining about, what you already had, was good. Now the prodigal son found himself in a place that was not so good. But it brought him to that place of humbleness, of humility, where he realized that hallelujah, here in the ground, rolling up his stomach, looking at the slop that the hogs was eating, he made a decision right then. I'm going home to my father. God has a way of humbling us. He has a way of helping us to endure faithfully all the way to the end. Prodigal son realized and about all the blessings that he had missed out on. He made the decision to go home. And on his way to his father's house, father was looking and seeing him coming. He ran to him, kissed him on his neck. Prodigal son had rehearsed over and over again what he would tell his father. But look at God working on both ends. If we want to endure, if we want to be faithful, if we want to stretch out in faith in obedience to God in 2022, we must be faithful, enduring all the way to the end. With God's help, we'll make it. We'll be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what we are talking about here tonight. We just thank God that through reading the word of God, he has given us insight on how, for the plan that he has for us to go forward in 2022. He has a plan, but we must line up, align ourselves with his perfect will for our lives. See, the prodigal son, he offered the joy of daily experiencing his father's love. Beloved, when you spend time away from the Father, it affects you. It affects. It has an effect on you, on your emotions, as well as your choices. We have to make a decision in 2022 to be faithful in our walk with God, to endure whatever challenges come our way, not just for the day, all the way to the end. God is good.
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live it for real.
Live it for real.
You're always on the phone with other itchy ears, telling folks business while yours is in the clear. My God, he sits high and he looks low. You'll see more blessings when you hang up the phone.
Live for real.
Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
I hear you talk about what Jesus did for you. Live it for real. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Live it for real. Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
Live it for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real. Live for real. If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
God is good and worthy to be praised here this night. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in and those that will be listening in at a later date. We just want to say thank you. Stand in the gap and praying for us and with us as we lift up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Excuse me. Whatever you are believing God for, if it's in line with his will for your life and in line with his word, we just want to touch and agree based on the word of God that says, if any two of us come in agreement is touching anything here on earth, it'll be done by Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. We just want to touch and agree that God will extend favor upon your life, the favor of God as well as the favor of man. Amen. To open up doors for you that no man can shut, closing up doors that no man can open. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We also want to thank God for each and every need in your life, in your family's life. to be met, and all the benefits that comes with being a child of God and a follower of Christ, which has been granted to you by God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So God bless you. God keep you. We just ask you to just continuously to pray for us on a daily basis as we continue to pray for you and your family as well. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So again, tonight we are talking about faithfully enduring all the way to the end. Believer of Christ, also we have to shield ourselves from those who knew the truth, but they have turned their back on it. We know that sometimes things may get a little bit tense, the troubles of life and how the pressure may cause you to, hallelujah, to backslid or to get away from God and what you believe in. But I stop by to let you know that you never get to the place solo in life that God can't bring you back. If you missed it, Bible says in 1 John 1:9, we confess our sins, he's faithful and just, forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Talk to God about it. Repent of your sin. Get right with him. When we look around us in 2022, it is time for us to all make sure that our house is in order. We never know the minute, the time, or the second when God will see fit to pluck you out of here. Ask yourself this question on a daily basis. If the Lord seen fit, will I be ready to meet him? Is my house in order? Is my heart fixed on heaven? If not, do like what Isaiah 1:18 says. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord, even though your sins may be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but I'll make them as wool. That's the kind of God that we serve, a God of compassion, of love. A God that is making a way that no man, no woman, no boy or girl should perish without having an invitation to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. People of God, our God offers an uplifting description of what he stands ready to do for us. To God, who is able to keep you from falling and to protect you before his glorious presence without faults and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, through all ages, now and forever. God wants us all to get in right standing with him. So as believers in Christ, what is worrying you today on a Friday night in 2022? Is it because of your finances or your health? Politics or breaking news, or a relative's a relationship with a family member, or a lost friend? Well, the Lord will sustain you as his child in all your circumstances. But you must allow God to put his hand in your hand and help to strengthen you to make a commitment to him. God knows about it. People may not understand it. People may have turned their back completely on you. But remember, saved or unsaved, God still loves you. He loves you because he has created you. Each and every one of us is a creation of God. Bible says here in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 39, and this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. This is Jesus talking about God, how God has sent him, and he has given Jesus all. And the guarantee is that he will lose nothing, but shall raise it up again in the last day. But we must make sure that our house is in order. We have certain guidelines that we must follow in order to come back in right standing with God. You see, Jesus is the one that bridged the gap between God and man. And he made it possible for salvation to be presented to each and every one, born also that will be born. Oh, what a blessing it is, faithfully enduring all the way to the end. Child of God, we must remember that perseverance is a necessary characteristic for all believers. Perseverance is essential, is very important. The Apostle Paul reminds us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run, but one receiveth the prize. So run that ye may endure and obtain. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, forget about what is surrounding you. Run to win. Looking forward to the future with tunnel vision, because you know that this world will cause distraction, or will cause you to be distracted from accomplishing the mission that the Lord has for you. Yes, we as born-again believers of Christ, we all have an assignment to do. And God expects us, each and every one of us, that claim to be his child, to be a follower of Christ, for us to get it in our proper lane and run our race, focusing on Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, you need to be diligent, active, and stand fast all the way until the end to make this hope a reality. You see, people of God, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end, then we shall obtain the reward. Beloved, the need for endurance in the Christian life is very crucial and essential. You see, enduring means to continue in the same state, to remain firm under suffering or misfortune, without yielding, though it is difficult, we must endure. People of God, whether we are aware of it or not, here in 2022, there is a continuous warfare that is taking place in the heavens. A warfare that, hallelujah, that we may not be aware of is happening in the heavens, in the realm of the spirit. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 through 5, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, are not fleshly, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. People of God, walking with God, it is an uphill climb. We are to ever be increasing in the knowledge of God. Those things that accomplish salvation are conditional, dependent upon our response if we continue in the faith. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is essential that your mind be made up, that your heart be fixed, that the world is behind you and the cross is before you. Bible says those that put their hand to the plow and look back is not fit for the kingdom. When we put our hand to a gospel plow, we want to stay focused, have tunnel vision, looking unto Jesus as our set example. We must work while it is day, because night coming when no man, no woman can work. Here, the word of God says, we must press on towards the mark. In the book of Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, it says, the Apostle Paul is speaking to the Philippians, and he says, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, child of God, when it seems as if all strength have gone, when it seems as if no strength lies within us to complete our course, we must draw upon an inner strength in order to sustain us. When you have the tendency to look behind, always be content in knowing on a daily basis of how far you have come. Always, as a born-again believer of Christ, look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, because he is able to keep you from falling. Oh, yes, he is. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse 16, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. This is because of the verse. People of God, remember this always, that even with all the preparation and arrogancy of perfection in any sport, unless one has the desire to compete and win, his or her training is useless. Beloved, we as Christians can have all the know-how and to go through the religious gymnastic of Christianity. But unless there is within us an unquenchable desire to follow hard after the Lord and to know him in his fullness, the final record will reveal our place as fallen short. This is bare to be repeated. People of God, remember this always, that even with all the preparation and accuracy of profession in any sport, unless one has the desire to compete and win, his or her training is useless. So, beloved, we as Christians can have all the know-how and to go through the religious gymnastics of Christianity. But unless there is within us an unquenchable desire to follow hard after the Lord and to know him in his fullness, the final record will show, will reveal our place as fallen short. This is something to really think about, to really consider and ponder on. We want to be faithfully enduring all the way to the end. So, beloved, how far you will go in God, it is determined by the desire of your heart, because God is at work in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Remember always that God is at work in us right now. He's preparing us for the days that lies ahead in 2022. So we must not take it lightly, the time of preparation. You see, God is very patient, and he's working for us and in us for eternity. We have to remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that God's timetable is not like that of man. Beloved, an important part of God's training program is for us to become sure-footed, because we can only compete when we are becoming established and firmly rooted, grounded and settled in the faith. You see, the time of preparation is very necessary in order to strengthen our spiritual muscles by reason of use through practice. Being consistent in what we do spiritually is very, very important. Faithfully enduring all the way to the end. Bible says in the book of Hebrews 11, verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God, of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. See, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Here, beloved, notice that in Noah's case, faith was the first principle. By faith, Noah, being warned, being moved by fear, moved by obedience. For Noah prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Noah's faith and his fear produced his obedience. Beloved, even us as believers of Christ, in 2022, we must look well to our faith. Remember also what Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Faithfully enduring all the way to the end. We just hope and pray by the Spirit of the living God. As we bring this teaching to a close, we just say amen, amen, and amen. God is good, and he's worthy to be praised.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle, for that word. We enjoyed your teaching tonight, and we pray that you have also enjoyed it. Please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join you as you join us to listen to the broadcast every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We appreciate your support. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Thibeau, T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray, or Lisa Thibeau. Again, please join us every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Enjoy your weekend. Stay warm. Be safe. Know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless.